Welcome to another episode of the Existence of the Cantabulous Podcast. The proof of another life is just beyond our reach. Here's Danny Reeder.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Glad you could join us on the podcast today. So big news. I am thrilled. We are really excited to share this new information with all of you. We recently found evidence that will blow your minds. Something that I honestly can't believe that we have this in our possession. It changes everything. This fortifies what we have been saying for a couple of years now. Wait a second. Let me take a step back for a quick moment. For the longtime listeners, this will strengthen what we believe to be true for quite some time. For you newbies to the ECP, first, glad you can join us. And second, this will show that we have now found definitive proof of the existence of the Cantabulous. Okay, so what are the Cantabulous? To be 100% truthful, nobody actually knows. It's taken from the Latin root of cat, meaning four, and the Indonesian word for demon, iblis. Combined, it is Cantabulous. Myself, personally, I've done mountains of research into this, and I have learned that the Cantabulous is a species of either aliens or something else, otherworldly. I hesitate to say demons, because that starts to delve into religion, and that's definitely not what we're about. You don't discriminate here at the EQP. I'll have to add that little layer. What we do know is that the US government and many other political regimes around the globe have been purposely hiding anything regarding this other, I'm just going to call it a race from now on. Just keeps it simple. Why are they suppressing it from the public? Well, it could be to stop mass panic. I'm not sure. We believe that the American people and world public deserve to be made aware of this. Is this race here harmless, or they here to take over our planet, or are they just here to be a part of us? Hard to tell. One thing is for certain, we are definitely not alone. So here's a quick history for all of you. Sorry for those of you who have heard it, but it definitely bears repeating because of these new findings. It gives us a base to work with before listening to the following recordings. Throughout the years, there have been rumors about other creatures or aliens not of this earth that are able to cross dimensions and distances. In the Egyptian times, hieroglyphs show creatures that aren't human or have no genus in history. It shows these demons and some sort of connection with the Egyptian people. Now, it's hard to tell if the interaction is friendly or not, but these drawings are similar to Norse cave paintings in Northern European nations. These examples depict a merge between the earthly world and an alien universe. It's difficult to comprehend who made contact first, but there's also been Norse and Greek folklore about creatures who could cross the astral planes. Combining these two facts suggests this race of the Cantabulous has been around for centuries. So let's dig a little deeper into what we know about this race. Now remember, this is mostly speculation, but it does give a little insight. The Cantabulous are four siblings birthed from the goddess of insanity, Prankcinch. We aren't sure where she came from, as there isn't too much history on her, but her offspring were born at the beginning of Earth time to block the connection from Kamarupa and Earth. Kamarupa is the name of either the realm, plane, that is anything. It seems that their basic purpose is to act as threshold guardians and protect the world. The names of the four appear as slightly different pronunciations depending on culture, but in English they are the Taker, the Nurse, the Mage, and the Siren. I know what some of you who are new to this may be thinking. The Taker? Seriously? Don't leave us just yet. His name, for instance, is Akudin, and we have found his name throughout the hieroglyphs and in Norse ruins. It also has the exact same symbol that seemed to spell out his name. This same symbol is our symbol on our homepage. Well, listen, there is a ton more for us to uncover, but that can be heard in other podcasts when we interview scientists and astrophysicists. I highly recommend checking those out. But now we will show you much, much more. Now that the government has been releasing its findings, many shows, even podcasts, have been popping up giving their theories on alien life. Netflix, Hulu, and Prime have even jumped on the bandwagon with movies and television series. Still, most of us weren't completely convinced. Until now. Maybe that was a little much, makes it seem like I'm not serious, but I am. Let's get into what we are about to show you. I've been doing a ton of research over the years about mysterious disappearances around the world, some of which, unfortunately, at the hands of one or more sick individuals. But there have been many, many more that still haven't been solved. Those of us at the EQP have been bandied together across the net and comparing theories. We believe that there are a handful of these that are related, connected over years and miles. Now, a lot of people, including you listening, may think we're crazy, that this line of thinking isn't within realms of human understanding. But that's just it. It is outside of our realm of understanding unless you look further. Our gang of believers are growing. This isn't a cult. There's no drinking of the Kool-Aid, no money to send to free your mind. Just a bunch of humans that believe there is something else out there. And it's much more sinister and dangerous to the human race. We believe there is something that is hunting us. First, let me talk about how we came to where we are now. Alesk was created of multiple vanishings around the world. We focused on areas where a larger group of people went missing. Nothing like major tragedies like an airline going down. These are a little more unexplainable, like multiple people going missing at the same time in the same area. We started mapping out these vanishings to see how they could be connected, and there were some similarities. One was that they happened on either a solstice or an equinox. We began focusing on that. There seemed to be a number of people missing on the same day. March 20th, June 21st, September 23rd, and December 21st. It was odd that a high number of people in one area would go missing those days. Not around those days, mind you, exactly those days. Two, the number that went missing always topped 7. Never more, sometimes less, so that kind of threw us off. Our thought was that the goal of whatever this was needed 7. That number has always had significance in history and different civilizations. Why not here? But despite all of this, we need something to tie it all together. Something was missing, a puzzle piece that we needed to find. We think we may have found it in these recordings.
Okay, well, there's definitely something here. And I don't know if it's a... the sky, too, what? It's not blue, I'm green. I've never seen this before. It's like, what the fuck is that? That is not a fucking bird. What the fuck? What is this? It's coming right towards me. What the fuck?
These recordings aren't for the faint of heart or faint of hope. We do believe that there is now definitive proof that another world connected to our world exists. How we came about these tapes, we will talk about later. For now, we know this. Larry, whose last name we haven't uncovered, has made contact with these beings we call the Katibnis. The only doctoring to the recordings was, to make the sound clear, nothing else. So I rambled on a little too long. Hope I didn't bore you. What you're about to hear definitely won't be uninteresting. Let the recordings speak for themselves. So sit back and listen and know. We are not alone.
Want to be a part of the Katibnis Project? Click on the Patreon button to get exclusive episodes, bonus videos, and even behind-the-scenes content.